Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry hitting a new level yesterday as four law professors testified before the House Judiciary panel, providing constitutional context for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Just a short time ago, while visiting Portugal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about his alleged involvement in that July phone call.
I'll answer only this. It's just all wrong.
A shooting at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii has left three people dead, including the gunman. The shooter was a sailor who opened fire yesterday on three Defense Department workers before shooting himself, a third victim in stable condition. Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullback of U.S. forces in northeastern Syria is now complete. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
North Korea's Foreign Affairs Ministry says the year-end limit is coming for the United States. A report from the state-run news agency doesn't say what the deadline is actually for, neither does the government. North Korean media reporting in April, though, that leader Kim Jong-un said he would wait till the end of the year for the Trump administration to change its approach to denuclearization talks. While at the NATO summit in London, President Trump said yesterday,
"We have the most powerful military we've ever had, and hopefully we don't have to use it. But if we do, we'll use it."
A federal judge in Montana says tribal hunts of bison from Yellowstone National Park can continue, declining to issue an injunction against the hunt yesterday, noting that tribes had been planning the hunt for months after it had been first approved back in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Stocks closed broadly higher amid renewed hopes on Wall Street that a U.S. deal with China might be nearing despite recent tough talk from President Trump. The gains snapped a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500, though the benchmark index remains on track for another weekly decline. The S&P 500 rose 19.56 to 3112. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 146.97 to 27,649. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was released from a hospital after being treated for a urinary tract infection. Carter, age 95, was discharged from Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia, according to Carter Center spokeswoman Deanna Coangelo. Carter has overcome several health challenges in recent years. He's been diagnosed with melanoma in 2015, announcing that the cancer had spread to other parts of his body after partial removal of his liver, treatment for brain lesions, radiation, and immunotherapy. He said he was cancer-free. A fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then on October 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches, but still traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He fractured his pelvis in a later fall and was briefly hospitalized. Last month, Carter was released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after recovering from surgery to relieve pressure on his brain caused from bleeding from another fall. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Come. With us now is David Rubin. We're going to go and connect with him as he is in Israel right now. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and the author of the book Trump and the Jews. He is the founder and president of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, established after he and his then three-year-old son were wounded in a terror attack. You can find him at davidrubinisrael.com or at ShilohIsraelChildren.org. David, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Well, lots to catch up on here, so let's start with this coalition gridlock that has been going on, it seems like, for months now.
Yes, it has. It has. Literally.
Mm.
And we're at a point where we're December 11th is the key day, but it has been going on for a long time. The country is gridlocked. We had the deadlocked elections, as you know, and neither Netanyahu, the Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, who's the head of the right of center Likud party, neither he nor his opponent of the left of center blue and white party, Benny Gantz, mm-hmm. have been able to form a majority coalition. And that's the reason for the gridlock.
What is the difference, David, real quick? What is the difference between, Bibi Netanyahu and Gantz? Why can't they come together? Are they just so ideologically opposed that there's no middle ground between the two?
Well, there is a middle ground, and they do have their differences. The problem is that Netanyahu's natural partners are to the right of Netanyahu in terms of policy. Gantz's natural partners are to the left of Gantz. And so because of that, they're actually further apart than you might think. Now, the problem is that Gantz is in favor of joining a unity coalition with Netanyahu. Meaning unity coalition, meaning the two big parties, the mm-hmm. slightly left of center blue and white and the slightly right of center Likud, mm-hmm. would join together as a coalition, and they already have a majority, just the two of them together.
Exactly, right.
The problem is that within blue and white, there are those who are much further to the left than Gantz, and they are holding up the whole thing. They are refusing to join a coalition with Netanyahu. They're saying Netanyahu cannot be prime minister for even one day if they're going to join together with the Likud.
Mm-hmm.
and he's saying that because of the indictment against him and the fact that he's going to have to defend himself in court, he's saying, let me be prime minister for the first 6 months, and then we'll have the rotation that he'll pass it along to Gantz for the next 2 years, and then after that, then the rotation would go back to Netanyahu, assuming that he's cleared, that his name is cleared in court.
Right.
So that's what the Likud is offering Blue and White, and Blue and White is refusing because of the guys who are to the left of Gantz, mm-hmm. his party, who are refusing to sit even one day with Netanyahu.
What have they got? Palestinians over there involved in that side? I mean, that's like a Palestinian, you know, I won't move and just to hold on to my line kind of thing. I don't mean to be disrespectful about it, but, you know, it's to me, that seems pretty reasonable.
It's more than reasonable. I mean, in the beginning, they were saying, it's rare that you have a unity government, but in the one time that I recall when there was a unity government for almost a full term, they had first one party had the prime ministership for 2 years, and then the other party had the prime ministership for the next three years or two and a half and two and a half, or you know, however it works out. But you know, splitting the prime ministership is the most sensible thing if you're going to form a unity coalition.
Exactly.
Except in this case, Netanyahu was saying, okay, because of the fact that he has these corruption charges against him, and he may have to go to, and he's going to have to go to trial now.
Mm-hmm.
But the trial probably won't begin until 6 months to a year from now.
Right. Well, what's the likelihood here, in terms of Netanyahu's exposure on this indictment for bribery? I mean, I hear both sides of it, just like we hear about Trump. Help us understand where the people of Israel are on this.
All right. Well, first of all, what's similar about the two cases, the Trump impeachment proceedings and the Netanyahu case, is that the left-wing media is vehemently against both of them. That's, the American left-wing media, the mainstream media, which definitely leans left and, you know, and worse,
mm-hmm.
They're vehemently against Trump, and they will do anything to bring down Trump. And it has nothing to do with the facts of the case, because there really is no case. So all mm-hmm. they have is that one letter, and you can't derive any quid pro quo from that, and you couldn't derive any quid pro quo from the testimony. Mm-hmm. In the House. So, whereas with Biden's video, I mean, that seems like evidence to me.
But, me too.
Evidence against Biden, that is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
Okay, but then on the Israeli side, true, the media is against him. They're vicious against Netanyahu and anyone from the right. But with Netanyahu, there may be something there. Because apparently there is evidence that he made a deal with the head of the Bezek telecommunications giant, and which also owns the Walla news site, and he made a deal that would be favorable to Bezek, pass legislation that would be favorable to Bezek in exchange for getting favorable news coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a question there about whether that constitutes bribery or whether bribery has to be to receive money or goods,
mm-hmm.
Something material, whether this actually may not constitute bribery. bribery. Well, that's for the courts to decide.
Exactly. Well, because I know here in the United States, I mean, when you look at any kind of publicity or anything, they look at it as far as the election rules are concerned as in-kind promotion, which is kind of interesting because we have a situation where Bloomberg, as you know, just came out and said they were going to not investigate, not do anything for any of the Democratic candidates, but they were only going to scrutinize Donald Trump. Well, that seems in a way to be some sort of in-kind promotion for the Democratic candidates, does it not, by definition?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so Bloomberg definitely has some problematic issues there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from David Rubin after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by a 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Martinez live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us live from Israel is David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He's with us right now as we continue our conversation regarding, Benjamin Netanyahu, the coalition gridlock that's been taking place. And as we were discussing previously, Benjamin Netanyahu's got his, he's got his hands tied, but I would say the country of Israel has their hands tied too with this coalition gridlock, don't you say, David?
Yeah, for sure. The question is, where do we go from here?
Exactly. Right.
That is the real question, and there are a few different possibilities that have been proposed.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think? What's the best for Israel?
Well, there are two possibilities that I see. The problem here, obviously, is that the two sides are gridlocked, the right-wing bloc, the left-wing bloc, and Netanyahu is the right of center, and he's the head of the right-wing bloc. Benny Gantz, left of center, and the head of the left-wing bloc. Neither of them can form a coalition right now because the party at the center of it all is demanding that they form a unity government.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two ways to get out of this, and the two ways that have a realistic chance of working. Possibility number one, is that we have a Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon arrangement,
mm-hmm.
whereby before Netanyahu goes to trial, that the president of Israel, who it's a ceremonial post, but he does have the right to grant pardons,
mm-hmm.
that he can grant Netanyahu a full pardon in order to heal the nation. And, looking back at President Ford and former President Nixon, when Ford came into power, and one of his first acts as president was to grant a pardon to
yes.
President Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And, nothing had been proven at that point, and, it was still an open wound.
Mm-hmm.
But Nixon resigned, and obviously in exchange for that, Ford pardoned him.
Right.
And that allowed the country to heal and to move on. And there are some situations where that's needed. And I believe that this is such a situation where there is a terrible split in the country right now. And it's necessary to be able to move on and deal with existential issues that face our country right now.
I was going to say, bombs are still coming in. The threat of Iran is more imminent, I believe, than in a long time. You know better than I do, certainly, David. You're right there. But, every time you and I talk, there's more missiles coming into Israel. I mean, and here you guys are locked into this political fracas, just like America. We've got all this distraction going on, and meanwhile, we have these existential threats in the way of, whether it's China, Russia still being Russia, and, what do we make of, Turkey and Erdogan?
Yep. So we have some very, very serious threats at our doorstep as we speak, and they have to be dealt with. So there are some times when you have to set priorities, and in my opinion, a priority would be to put all this corruption stuff behind us. Now, obviously, nobody approves of it if he really is guilty of it. The bigger picture. Got to stick with the bigger picture.
Right. Would Netanyahu be willing to walk away then at that point?
That I don't know.
But that would be, wouldn't that be conditional, though? You say, yes, using the Ford-Nixon analogy, then you give the country a chance to heal and focus on the things it needs to focus on, because what seems to be bearing down in the Middle East here is the very thing that we hoped. And you and I discussed this when Barack Obama opened up the channel and the opportunity for Iran to go nuclear, that we were going to go head on into some nuclear arms race. And this seems to, be coming on the horizon. Am I seeing this correctly, David?
Yes. It is getting worse and worse. And, we've been attacking Iran through Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Iran is based in Syria right now, and they're trying to get a very strong foothold in Syria from which they can attack Israel. So we've been attacking them instead, because the best defense is a good offense.
Mm-hmm.
But those attacks are becoming more frequent.
Right.
So, our goal is to get them out of Syria altogether. So we'll see what happens with that. But again, I think the Nixon Ford model could possibly work here, and it would give the country a way of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Netanyahu would be given an opportunity to finish up his term. There would be a primary in the Likud to select a new leader, and Netanyahu could accomplish whatever he remains for him to accomplish in the next few months, and then the country can move on.
Yeah.
He could retire honorably.
Exactly.
The second possibility would be a bill that was proposed by a member of the Likud, which would have a direct election for prime minister.
Interesting.
If no government is formed through a third election, if they still can't form coalition, then you'd have a direct election for prime minister. Whoever wins that election would get an additional 12 seats in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament, and those extra 12 seats would enable him to have a solid majority coalition, a stable coalition. Those seats would be distributed proportionately to the other parties that are members of his coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And then they move on, and they can run the country in a stable way.
Well, the sense of urgency, as you say, and what I'm hearing you say, David, is that we got to get the country, Israel, back on focus and being about the people's business and doing right because of these threats that are there, that you've been waiting in this long enough, and it seems to be that you've got a standstill between the parties, unable to come together to fulfill a coalition to do the people's business, and meanwhile, you're losing time and the threats just keep increasing, right?
That's correct. It's just getting worse and worse, and we need stability. We need a solid majority coalition that can run the country and lead it in the direction it needs to be led.
Your book, I want to give you a chance. We got about 2 minutes left. Trump and the Jews. Who's the best reader for your book?
Everyone who cares about the relationship between Israel and the United States. Those are the best readers. Look, I know for a fact that a lot of Americans, a lot of American Christians and conservatives, absolutely love the book and find it a tremendous wealth of information. But there are also a lot of Jews out there that have given me feedback that they just love the book and they. It's given them a good understanding of what the problem is,
mm-hmm.
and why people are busy with all this name calling when there are real issues at hand and real things being done.
Well, David, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can get their hands on your book.
The best way to get a copy of Trump and the Jews is to go to my website, davidrubinisrael.com. Or just to go straight to Amazon and to type in the words Trump and the Jews, and you can immediately get a copy that way as well.
Well, Well, my friend, parting is such sweet sorrow. It's always good to say shalom to you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us. David Rubin from Israel on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry hitting a new level yesterday as 4 law professors testified before the House Judiciary panel, providing constitutional context for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Just a short time ago, while visiting Portugal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about his alleged involvement in that July phone call.
I'll answer only this. It's just all wrong.
A shooting at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, has left 3 people dead, including the gunman. The shooter was a sailor who opened fire yesterday on 3 Defense Department workers before shooting himself, a 3rd victim in stable condition. Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullback of U.S. forces in northeastern Syria is now complete. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it's the holiday season, busy time of year for all of us, right? And for moms especially, the pressure is on, in addition to wearing the hat of caregiver, chauffeur, chef, housekeeper, teacher, and nurse. Moms need to find more time in the day to fulfill gift wish lists and entertaining obligations. So if you find yourself rushing out the door late, reaching for unhealthy snacks, and overwhelmed with all kinds of tasks, you know, help is here. Ali Minot joins us. Ali has been rather busy. I mean, you might remember her from The Bachelorette of the 6th season. She's a blogger, a wife, and a mom. And as always, she has her hands full. Ali, good to have you with us. How are you?
So good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward to talking to you, and the team sent me this cute little picture of you and the kids. It's just absolutely darling.
Oh my God.
Way too precious. And that is just awesome.
Thank you so much. I have to say, it's easy to take pictures when you have 2 cute kids to put in them, right?
Well, your whole family. I mean, they did get the photogenic gene, no doubt, from you. I mean, my goodness.
I love what you said, though, Bill, a second ago. You said, you know, having your hands full during the holiday seasons. And I have to tell you that with two toddlers, my hands are always full. So that definitely happens to me, like, a lot. And I also love what you said about, like, doing something right for your body, like eating right during the holiday seasons, because I feel like that is the most important thing to do, because we have all these parties to go to, and, you know, you might be grabbing some decadent things at those parties. So for me, like, my absolute go-to, and Bill, if you have not tried them yet, you need to go to the store and get them, are the Campbell's Well Yes Sipping Soup. Have you had them before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
They are so
I'm taking
good.
Notes. All right.
So good. They have 20% of your daily veggies. They're like the perfect snack if you're running out the door trying to get, you know, your holiday shopping done or go to all, you know, all those parties to have like a nutritious snack when you're running out the door. They have no GMOs, no preservatives, no artificial flavors or colors, and they're delicious. I'm telling you, go pick some up today and you are going to be
fine. I'm going to do that because, you know, after all, it is soup season, right? I mean, with the holidays, you gotta have soup, you know, so that's great.
I know, and it's
right?
Good too. Instead of, like, grabbing that caffeine running out the door, you, like, put it in the microwave for 1 minute, and you get that warm soup, and you, like, have it in your car, like, on the way to wherever you're going. They're the best.
Okay, Ali. So what else can we do to make sure that we, you know, we're making the right choices to feel better this holiday season instead of, I mean, it's tough enough with all the stress. But then when you're bogged down because you're not eating healthy, I know when I get in those moments and those times, why am I doing this? I know better.
Yeah, no, I am so with you. I think for me, a big thing about, like, staying, like, doing things that are good for my body during the holiday season is it's about mental health and physical health, this too, right? So physical health, obviously, you want to stay active, but I don't have time to go to the gym during the holidays. Like, I have way too much going on. So instead, I try to, like, wear yoga pants or sneakers when I'm either at the park, but I live in California, so I can go to the park in the winter.
Right.
There's not, like, a ton of snow on the park.
Yeah.
But, or even just in your home, like, wearing your sneakers and your yoga pants, you can stay active with your kids, because running around and chasing your kids is a form of exercise, and you're getting that quality time with them. So if you're a parent, I feel like that's a big tip that I always do. Another thing is I feel like our mental health we tend to neglect during the holidays because we're trying to take care of everybody else. But
exactly.
I think that we need to not feel like we need to do it all. I always say one of my favorite quotes is, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. So ask for help. Ask your significant other. You know, say to my husband, hey, can you take care of the gifts for the family this year so I can focus on all the parties we're going to? And if you ask, people want to help. Your significant other wants to help. Your kids might want to help if they're old enough. Your mom, your sister, just ask. Because if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
And the thing that's good about that, this is something that we're learning around the household here, just something that I've seen is that, you know, sharing is caring. And what happens is that if you, just like you said perfectly, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. You don't get.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have these, you know, this tension starts to build up when all it would take was 2 seconds to say, hey, honey, can you help me out here?
Exactly. Sometimes people don't know to ask if you need help. So
isn't that crazy?
It's not going to be
Are we nuts? I mean, we're so psychotic. I mean,
yeah.
and you know, instead of enjoying the holidays and doing it together, you sit there and say, well, okay, well, I'm the busy mom. I'm always doing this sort of thing. So I just got to, you know, take it upon myself. And then you crash and burn come Christmas. I mean, that's insane.
I know. The holidays, we're supposed to enjoy this time. It's supposed to be fun.
Right, exactly. So we're going to vow to do things differently, and we're going to share the projects and help one another. Because as you say, all this is part and parcel. You know, it's body, mind, and spirit. You know, things you do for yourself. You know, you say you're so busy, you don't get a chance to go to the gym. And I found myself that I was away from the gym for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'd go hit golf balls to decompress and all that. But the other thing that's important for me is just to go sit in the jacuzzi. In fact, my chiropractor said, hey, look, you need to get back in the jacuzzi. Now, around the household here, I will share this with you, and I mean this respectfully. I don't want to harm anybody here. But being Mexican, you know, I tell my friends, I go, well, I'm going to go get a bean dip. So they know a bean dip means I'm going to the jacuzzi.
I like your tips. I'm taking your advice. I'm going to get some bean dip and go to the jacuzzi. I'm into it. The one thing I also really think is important during the holidays, because we are invited to so many parties and gatherings and events, is to say no. Like, when I get an invitation to a party, if my immediate response isn't like, heck yes, I want to go to this, I'm so into it, if that's not my immediate thought in my head, I say no. Because every yes to a party or yes to somebody else is a no to time to myself and time with my family. So I feel like that's a really important one.
Now, let's talk a little bit. You know, we touched a little bit on smart snacking.
Yeah.
But that's important, you know, for the holiday because of the, you know, the tyranny of the urgent, trying to get it all done, running down to the mall. And even though we do a lot of shopping these days on the Internet, it's just a busy time of year. But we need to be smart about snacking, right?
No, absolutely. I completely agree. I think not only snacking in terms of, you know, I talked about the Campbell's Williams sipping soup and how I love that grabbing to go out the door, but even if you're having guests over, I actually think it's really important to have, you know, some nutritious alternatives for guests when they're eating at your home when you're entertaining. So and it makes things easy. So I love to do like the caprese, like little skewers with the tomato and the mozzarella and the basil. It's so fast, so easy.
Yes.
It kind of looks impressive. You know what I mean?
Taste good. They taste good and they're healthy for you. It's all good. That's great. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what other things do you do? I'm taking notes here. I'm picking your brain here.
Well, I do my website. It's alliemano.com, and then I work on a show called Home and Family on Hallmark Channel. You know, and it is the holidays, and the Hallmark screams holidays, so you'll see me over on there.
Well, that's awesome. We'll look forward to it, and we'll say hi to the TV when we see you coming on. Me time. Me time's important time, isn't it?
Oh, my, of course it is. I feel like self-care is a thing that we all tend to put last during the holidays. I mean, how many times, like, you're just trying to take care of everybody else, especially parents. I feel like I'm always trying to put my kids first, and then I feel like I'm a bad wife because I haven't done something for my husband lately. So I think really just taking time for yourself this holiday, schedule a massage, you know,
things
that aren't that important, you know, or saying those things that aren't at the top of your list or you aren't super jazzed about and excited about. Take the bean dip to the jacuzzi.
Exactly.
That's my new number one tip, Bill.
Well, good for you. Well, and I like that you know, the spirit of all this, you know, can be encapsulated and is eating bright and living bright, right?
Exactly, yes. And I'm so glad that you actually brought that up because I think that's just a really good motto in your life in general. Mm-hmm. And right now, I love these Campbell Wellia sipping soups so much. I'm so convinced that when you try them, Bill, you need to do this because we want to send you.
I'm going right out, Allie. I really am.
Well, we're going to send people, we're going to DM them coupons to get a Campbell's Wellia sipping soup for free to try because we're so convinced you're going to love it so much once you try it. So all you have to do when you're on social media, posting all your amazing holiday pics or any picture of you just living bright, and what we mean by that is something you do that makes you feel good. I mean, whether it's taking the stairs instead of the elevator, whether it's having a mental me day, going out and going shopping with your girlfriends, whatever you do to live bright, when you post that photo to Instagram, just tag us at Campbell's Well Yes and then use the hashtag EatBrightLiveBright and the hashtag GotItFree, and we will DM you a coupon. You can try the Campbell's Well Yes sipping soup and you're going to be obsessed. It's so yummy.
Well, as we draw to an end here, Allie, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, just go to Instagram. You can follow me at Allie Fedotowsky and Campbell's at Campbell's Well Yes.
Well, Allie's best known to audiences as the season 6 Bachelorette and from season 14 of The Bachelor. Following her appearances on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, she went to work straight away as an on-air news correspondent for Fox 5 in San Diego. Allie, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Great to have you with us. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much. It was so nice talking to you, and happy holidays to you as well.
You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. As the holiday gift-buying season approaches, many Americans hit stores and surf the web for the perfect gift. According to Bank of America customer data, last holiday season, consumers on average spent nearly $1,200 on retail and $565 on travel purchases. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Extend your dollar this season with a rewards credit card that maximizes your holiday spending, no matter where you shop. The Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 2 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all other purchases. Even better, for preferred rewards members, you can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which means earning up to 3.5 unlimited points per dollar on travel and dining, and up to 2.6 points on all other purchases.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/premium.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Martinez live.
I don't know, there's just something about the fanfare. I love the fanfare. And Steve Evans, whenever you're not here, you know, a week without fanfare, it just is not the same.
It's like a day without sunshine.
I am telling you. And here he is. He's in the house, Mr. Sunshine himself, live from Hollywood, California. Yes, there is still some sunshine, although, you know, it's weather's been a little rough there, I understand.
Well, yeah, we've had some rain, which is always welcome here in the Southland. I mean,
is the governor out there catching it with his buckets? He's got the, you know, the corporate state buckets out there catching the rainwater?
We're trying to catch as much as we possibly can. It's always welcome. Rain is always welcome here in the state of California. So, yeah, well, but it should be a nice day today. Frozen 2. Could you believe this movie?
Yeah, I can believe it. Yeah, I mean, and another strong weekend, which, you know, is great. I think it's all part and parcel of the holiday weekend. You know, usually you get about a 50% drop. There's only about a 34% drop still. You know, wow. Pretty good charge. What, 86 mil?
Yeah, 86 mil, and for the last weekend, it's made roughly about $300 million in this country, about $750 million worldwide in the first 2 weeks.
And hey, what are we doing talking about movies? How come you and I aren't producing movies?
Well, I would love to produce that one. Of course, it's a Disney film, another hit for Disney, and we'll talk about another film from Disney coming out here soon in a moment. Knives Out. I saw that movie last weekend in Kansas City. It was really a lot of fun. It's getting great reviews. 95% are recommending this. A great cast. But
did you like that? I mean, it's rated PG. I think, you know.
Well, sure, I'm up for a PG. PG movie.
Well, no. I mean, not say I said, you know, it was nice that it was PG.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, get a little bit more people involved with it without too much of a problem.
Well,
and,
it's a great plot. It is a really good plot. It's a whodunit, which with a lot of very different twists that keeps you guessing until the very end. I loved it. We had a lot of fun. Knives Out, I would recommend that one.
Well, good.
We also have Ford versus Ferrari. That was number three. We have Queen and Slim. I've been hearing great things about that movie. 85% are recommending that. That was number four. And A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood rounded out the
Well, you know,
five.
And speaking of which, you know, it only fell off about 11%, uncharacteristic of a second week run. But again, I think it speaks in both cases, whether it's Frozen 2 or A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, some staying power there, which is a bit unique, right?
Films.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
Great holiday film.
Yeah.
I'm going to see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood this coming weekend.
Oh, okay.
And people are, over the holidays, they have a little time off. They can catch up with some of these movies, and we have a lot of big ones coming up. We have Jumanji Next Level. That'll be on the 11th, Bombshell on the 13th, and we have Cats on the 20th, and then the one that's going to blow everything away, Star Wars, yes, from Disney. Rise of Skywalker on the 20th. This is going to be the final in the series, and it's going to be big. So we have.
Well, I'll tell you, that trailer for Cats looks really good, Steve.
Yeah. Speaking of trailers, by the way, the new Daniel Craig 007 trailer is out. Mm-hmm. This movie doesn't come out until April, but I checked out the trailer. It was released last week, so you might want to check out this. This is going to be his final Bond movie, I believe. It really looks good. You got Rami Malek as the super villain, Ralph Fiennes also in the movie, so check that out if you get a chance. A lot of big things coming up, which isn't to say we don't have new movies this weekend.
Exactly.
We should probably get to here eventually. We have one which is kind of interesting. It's getting a limited release, and then it's going to be released wide on Amazon Prime coming up on the 20th, and it's called The Aeronauts. This is about early flight. It's based on a book about this whole ballooning in the 1860s, and this particular movie takes place in 1862. And you have a daredevil balloon pilot, Amelia Wren, played by Felicity Jones. She teams up with this pioneering meteorologist, James Glacier, played by Eddie Redmayne, and they are trying to advance human knowledge of the weather and fly higher than anyone in history. And when you think about it, it's kind of an interesting period in history because they didn't know much about flying, didn't know much about how the weather worked, or they were just, this was all kind of new territory, and that's what this movie is about. It's getting good reviews. 78% are recommending. A lot of great
Based on a true story here?
Based on a true story, right.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's about this particular time in history. Now, they're out there, they're breaking records, and they're advancing this scientific discovery. But their voyage to the very edge of existence is helping this unlikely pair find their place in the world that they've left far below them. However, they face physical and emotional challenges in the thin air as the ascent becomes a fight for survival. So a lot of great stuff in this one. You might want to
probably going to challenge some of the feminists who always thinks it's always about the white guy in history. But hey, you get some women involved in history in a very dramatic way, as you say.
Yes, she was involved. That's right. And we have a great cast: Felicity Jones, Eddie Redmayne, Himesh Patel, and Tom Courtney in this one. It's
very
called
cool.
The Aeronauts, and if you don't get a chance to see it in a theater near you, it's coming out on Amazon Prime on the 20th. Another movie here which isn't getting terrific reviews. I'm not really familiar with the toy Playmobil, but this is a movie about Playmobil, which is kind of like one long product placement. That's how these things go. 24% recommending. Here's what it's about. When her younger brother disappears into the colorful and animated world of Playmobil, Marla is forced to abandon her organized and structured life to rescue him. Finding herself on this incredible and unpredictable adventure within this new world, Marla begins to see potential she never dreamed of. You have Jim Gaffigan in this. Daniel Radcliffe is voicing in this as well. It's an animated film, once again, based on, inspired by, the Playmobil brand of toys. And if you happen to have some youngster in your house that is into that sort of thing, it may be one you might want to
Now, now is that, that and then that's produced by, is that a German group, the Brandstetter group?
It
seems like,
sure.
Sounds like,
I mean,
it looks like it.
Well, it could be. I mean, it would make sense because I guess it's a German toy. This is German.
Hey, well, go figure, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so, you see, I didn't even have to go into Playmobil, and I got so intelligent. But it was just the osmosis thing, you know, just being close to it made me so smart to fix.
Gift.
Thanks for putting up with me.
We have a movie which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It's going wide this weekend. They had a chance to see it. It's called Dark Waters. Mm. And this is starring Mark Ruffalo. This is inspired also by a true story. He plays this tenacious attorney uncovering a dark secret that connects a growing number of unexplained deaths due to one of the world's largest corporations. Based on this lawsuit in West Virginia, the suit against the DuPont Corporation, they were poisoning the people of West Virginia. Now, in the process, he risks everything, his future, his family, and his own life to expose the truth. It's a terrific story. But, you know, here's the situation when I was watching it. It takes place over a number of years because we're talking about a lawsuit, and these things right. take forever. So I think the fact that this time frame is so expanded, it kind of takes away from the drama and the suspense. But it is a great film. We've got Anne Hathaway also in this with Mark Ruffalo, 92% recommending that one out. Here's one called A Portrait of a Lady on Fire. 98% are recommending this. This takes place in France in 1760. Now we have Marianne commissioned to paint the wedding portrait of Heloise, a young woman who's just left the convent. Because she is a reluctant bride-to-be, Marianne arrives under the guise of companionship, observing Heloise by day and secretly painting her by firelight at night. Now, as these two women orbit one another, intimacy and attraction grow as they share Heloise's first moments of freedom. 98% recommending that one. It's called Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be glad to know that we have another Nicolas Cage movie this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I was wondering if, you know, I'm low. I'm about a quart low on my Nicolas Cage movies.
Well, you know, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. We were always talking about another Nicolas Cage movie, mm-hmm. but it turns out he's making six a year.
Wow.
And he made six for the last year and the year before, and he will make another six next year. This is his sixth and final movie for 2019, and it's called Grand Isle. It looks pretty good. No, we don't have any score yet. It hasn't been reviewed for the critics, but he plays Walter, and his neglected wife is played by Katie Strickland. They lure this young man, Luke Benward, into their Victorian home to escape a hurricane. Now, when the man is charged with murder by Detective Jones, played by Kelsey Grammer, Frazier's got some work here. He must reveal the couple's wicked secrets to save himself. So we got Nicolas Cage, Kelsey Grammer, I guess together for the first time. I'm not sure that they've done anything.
What does Nicolas Cage do for fun? I mean, does he?
He is a workaholic, man.
If
you do the math, I mean, that's a movie every other month. So he's a busy guy.
I guess, yeah.
Trying to put as much in the bank as possible.
Well.
Another movie here called In Fabric. This is rated R. This is about another lonely woman here. Marianne Jean-Baptiste plays this lonely woman, recently separated from her husband. She visits a bewitching London department store in search of a dress that will transform her life. And boy, does she find one. She is fitted with a perfectly flattering red gown, which in time will come to unleash a malevolent curse and an unstoppable evil threatening everyone who comes into its path, giving new meaning to the world, to the saying, "Who are you wearing?" In Fabric, rated R, out this weekend. Another movie which is in limited release, but it really looks good. It's coming out from Netflix. It's called The Two Popes. I don't know whether you've heard about this. It was released last weekend, very limited release. This is frustrated with the direction of the church. You have Cardinal Bergoglio, played by Jonathan Pryce, requests permission to retire in 2012 from Pope Benedict Anthony Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Instead, facing scandal and self-doubt, the introspective Pope Benedict summons his harshest critic and future successor to Rome to reveal a secret that would shake the foundations of the Catholic Church. This is basically two great actors, Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins, in this movie. It's basically about conversations between these two popes, and it looks magnificent. Out this weekend, last weekend, I guess, 88% are recommended.
How true is this?
Nobody was in the room, but this is based upon, of course, the retiring pope. We have two popes now. One is retired.
Right, we know popes don't lie, so he's got to tell the truth. So.
Well, I don't know that he was writing it down, but this is kind of taking a look at what could have happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, could be wild. Well, we got a lot of offerings still for the holidays. We get ready for the things that are up and coming. Steve Evans, he is the movie guy right here on Phil Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters.